You're listening to the Law of Attraction Radio Network.
Are you tired of the I can't mindset? The I'm not good enough mindset? Do you feel like your negative thoughts control your life? Well, you came to the right place. Because in the next 30 minutes, you will learn how to break free from the limiting mindset of anxiety, fear, victimization, depression, trauma, and self-hatred by reprogramming your subconscious mind. It's time to master your mind with Dr. Erica.
Hello, hello, good people, and welcome to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. I am here joined with my co-host, a partner in good, Nurse Blue.
Hello, everybody. Blue stands for Build, Love, Unite, and Empower People about our favorite subject, soul health.
We are the Soul Health and Wellness Club, and we just welcome you today as we do what we always do. We want to start with just a acknowledgement that we are spiritual beings having a human experience, and we just want to have a moment for breathing to come into our energy and into our bodies. And so if you can, wherever you are, welcome. Thank you for joining us. And you're welcome. You're welcome, I guess. Close your eyes if you can. And let's just take a deep breath. Breathing in. Just allow yourself to center into your body. And release through your mouth, releasing out anything that is unwanted, uneasy, diseased, discomfort, stressful, anything, just let it out. Again, breathe in through your nose. And as you're breathing in, I always visualize this beautiful white healing light, life, force energy that is breathing into me the life that I am, the air that I breathe, and I'm releasing out anything that doesn't serve me in a healthy way, any limiting beliefs, heavy emotions, physical discomfort, any soul toxins, just release them. And so I just want to welcome you today to our Soul Health and Wellness Club. We're going to talk today about mommy and daddy trauma. And, you know, the question is, are you struggling? Are you still holding on to trauma from your mother and your father, or whoever raised you for that matter, but who was a mother or a father figure? Because the mommy and daddy trauma that you might be experiencing, or that maybe you thought you were over with, right, might still be impacting you today. And so we just want to talk a little bit about that. What do you still have to say about that, Nurse Blue?
Still mad at when mama did that at 10 years old. You're still stuck there. I'm still mad that they told me Santa Claus wasn't real. That was traumatizing for me, Dr. E. But on a serious note, no, this is an area where personally I suffered from this for a long time. And as a mother, quite frankly, of a middle school, a young girl who I absolutely love, my daughter, I'm always very much aware of how I am correcting her. And I say a lot of I'm sorries, because we make mistakes, and our kids, you know, will push our buttons. I believe my daughter, she finds nerves I didn't even know I had. And she just, let me go play on this nerve, right? But because of what I've gone through growing up, where, you know, I was a very sensitive child, very highly sensitive child. And so if you raise your voice at me, it would just totally, it would do something to my nervous system. You know, I suffered a lot from anxiety, from people yelling at me. Well, that wasn't necessary. You know, some kids can take that. I, on the other hand, that you know, that increase in the octaves of your voice, you raising the vibration of your voice, when it was directed toward me, I felt like I was the container for pain, pain and suffering. And I did not know how to process it. And my parents did a lot of things well, but your feelings were something that, if they were acknowledged at all, if the feelings were acknowledged at all, it was not enough for me. It was not enough. And I find that with my clients now, you know, majority of the people I didn't that suffer from chronic stress, it's stress related to our past. My chronic stress over time from, you know, either I felt like my mother didn't protect me from, I had a older sibling. You know, guys, you have those big brothers, big sisters, and they always talking about you or making fun of you, humiliating you. That stuff over the years can definitely still impact you. We don't get over everything. And my mother, I don't think she realized how it impacted me. She just did not protect me in that way. She didn't say not enough. She didn't say, you guys, stop. You know, she allowed for it to happen, you know. And then even as much as my father, you know, my father, I was very close to him growing up, but there were still some times in my life. There was one particular time in my life where my father did something and it was so injurious to the heart. And he never acknowledged it. And I think that's the hardest thing for people to get over, when people aren't willing to say, I'm sorry, aren't willing to validate your feelings. And you're left stay stuck there trying to figure out, now what do I do with what I'm feeling? If you just would have said, I'm sorry.
You know, it reminds me of I've been practicing for 25 years in mental health, and it reminds me of how every single person that I've ever worked with, including myself, had this limiting belief of not being good enough. And when we think about where our beliefs come from, I mean, think about that. Every human being that I've ever worked with over 25 years, and I mean, I've seen thousands of people, they all have this belief that they're not good enough. And our belief system is formed and taught by our parents or our caretakers, whoever raised us. And so when we talk about holding on to generational trauma, holding on to emotions that and beliefs that were formed in our childhood, that is all a reflection of our parents. That's what we got from the messages of our mother, the messages of our father, and how those messages showed up over and over again in our lives. And so if you're really being honest with yourself, then everyone is holding on to some hurt feelings, to some limiting belief that you got from your mother or your father, or again, like I say, your caretaker, you know. And that is something that, in order for you to really heal, you have to become aware of.
That's right. And we've been taught to run away from those things because when you look at family patterns, oftentimes we are inheriting patterns that are dysfunctional because that was passed on to us. You know, I think about, like, you know, majority of the women in my life, I at least my father was very much present in my life and he played a major role. But a lot of my friends, their parents, they suffer from parental abandonment. And abandonment shows up on a lot of different levels. It could have been because the parents started out, you know, in a relationship in marriage and then a divorce, and then one parent checked out. Abandonment could be because there was an untimely death. You know, abandonment could be, you know, they're still present, but emotionally you're not connected. You see them every day, and then there's like these, I call it apathetic attention. It's very little attention. Or, you know, you're trying to do your best in school, or you're trying to show up and win on the team, on the team sports, and your parents aren't at the games, or they act like they don't care. And so, but then here's the other piece of it, Dr. E. When I don't know if there's a term for this, but I'm coming up with it. It's called sibling differential syndrome.
And what does that mean?
When a parent focuses their attention on one of your siblings or one of the children in the family, they got all the attention, and then the other siblings suffered from lack of attention.
Yeah, that's preferential attention. And you know what? It's true because when Dr. Emoto, a really famous scientist from Japan, did his studies, he found that even just leaving the jar of rice, so he looked at three, jars of rice. One he labeled love, the other one he labeled hate, the other one was no label, and it was ignored. And the rice that was ignored was just as molded as the rice that he spoke hate to.
Wow.
And so it tells you that whether you're being critical or, demeaning, that's bad. But ignoring and not
Yes.
giving attention to a child is just as harmful.
Yes,
And
because we're
so,
spiritual beings, that it's impacting the nature of the spirit.
and it shows just how important and valuable and essential attention is. When you give your attention to someone, you are saying you are worthy of my love. You are worthy of my attention. You are worthy that I can give you my energy.
That's right. That's
And
right.
that's powerful.
It is extremely powerful because they're validating that you matter. If
Yes.
you show me you matter, show me that I matter. I think show me that I matter, that I'm not confused when you say I love me and you're not showing up. Because that's what creates the cognitive dissonance. When you say I love you, but your actions are not lining up with your words. Now I'm confused.
Yeah.
And so then how that transpires is, when you become of age, when you're dating, you start selecting people. Typically, we're going to select people that remind us or make us feel comfortable based on our programming. So remind us of our mother, remind us of our father. They feel familiar. You have something in common. But what happens is you start dating people that's a reflection of your past or reflection of what you're carrying inside of you, because energetically you're looking to heal that, right? You really want to heal that, but how do you heal it? You heal it by attracting a partner that will help you heal, perhaps, if you are aware that that's why they're there, or you're going to attract a person who's going to mirror it and you're going to feel that same way in that relationship.
Yeah, and oftentimes it is the perpetuation of the program because most people aren't even aware that your this ego, this persona that you've created has been created from your parents. And
Yes.
so if you're holding on to mommy and daddy trauma, if you're still feeling some kind of way, being triggered some kind of way when you think about your mother, your father, or your caregiver, then I want you to really take a deeper look and ask yourself, why? Why am I feeling this way? Why am I still being triggered by a thought or a word or a song or a memory or whatever it is that is triggering you, and ask yourself, what meaning did I give to this? What is the meaning that I gave to this experience with my mother or my father? Because I think oftentimes, like you said, it's a generational thing. So they're teaching you what they learned.
And around the holidays, because Thanksgiving is next week and Christmas is shortly behind, as we, start gathering with our friends and our families and the people that make these holidays special, unfortunately, some of this stuff starts getting triggered, because when it's not dealt with, first and foremost, with it over time, the reason why it becomes chronic stress is because it sits right here in this belly area. And it impacts your personal power. It impacts that solar plexus that we're working on now in the Soul Health and Wellness Club. So if we've carried childhood trauma, mommy, daddy trauma, from them being there, not being there, making mistakes, not dealing with their own pain, directing, you know, people who were, I've met men who hearts are shut down because they were beaten so much by their mothers and their fathers as tough love that in order for them to survive, they had to be going to a state of cognitive dissonance to survive, and they never came out of it. And now their hearts are shut down and they can't trust women, or they can't feel because they've never dealt with that trauma. And it's stored in that solar plexus in the stomach, which is why a lot of people don't realize. That's why you have digestive issues. That's why, I mean, that region right there controls your immune system. It controls your endocrine system, your endocannabinoid system. It controls your autonomic nervous system. I mean, this is real stuff that shows up as chronic disease, you know, and there are a lot of people that don't realize we process all of this in our liver. You know, your pancreas is right there in that region, and that's the blood sugar. It regulates the blood sugar levels. Okay. So what I'm saying to you is that when you don't deal with this stuff, it's going to deal with you one way or the other. That's why soul health is so important. And that's why chronic disease is as lethal as it is. Because we don't realize that what happened with your mother and your father, and what happened with trauma from that time in your life is showing up in your diagnostic test.
Yeah, when you're still holding on to it. Yeah, you're still holding on. You're still holding on to it. And, you know, that was one thing that the famous Freud, you know, said, what you don't express externally, you hold on to internally. It's going to show up. It's going to express itself. And so it is so important that you not only become aware of it, because I think most people don't even recognize that they're still holding on to it. They just know that when they get around their family, or like you say, they're gathering with their friends, they get triggered.
Yes.
And the trigger is your body's intuitive telling you, wake up. Okay, wake up. What they just said is connected to a memory, connected to a belief, connected to a meaning that you have given to whatever experience caused that initial trauma.
That's right.
See, there was an experience in your childhood or in your upbringing that caused you to feel a certain way. And because of that, you began to believe that you weren't good enough. You were beginning to believe that people weren't going to love you, or you were believing that people weren't going to be there. They were going to abandon you. Whatever that belief is, you know, that you formed, it is still being triggered. And so when you're triggered, you have to ask yourself, why? What memory, what belief is underneath this emotion that I'm holding on to? What is the thought underneath the deeper meaning that I've given, so that you can release that and you can begin to love that inner child that is still holding on to that insult, that emotional insult, that you know, belief that you're not worthy, you're not deserving, you're not good enough. You're not good enough for us to give you attention. You're not good enough for us to stick around. You're not good enough for us to pour into you, whatever that trauma was or that experience was. So when you get triggered, the first thing you want to do is say, what is the thought underneath that? What am I feeling? And why am I feeling it? Where does it come from? What happened with that person? Or what was that experience that caused me to feel a certain way about myself?
Yeah, because that's where you really start doing the work. And I know that for many years, I ran away, which prolonged my suffering because I ran away. But the reason I ran away, because I wasn't taught to go and deal with my inner self. And so for those of you who are listening to us right now, I want to ask you to I'm going to throw out some questions here with just, you know, give a yes or no, quick yes or no answer to it. If you want to write them down, not the questions, but the answers, then feel free to do so. But in this area that we're talking about in terms of past relationships, I mean, think about this. Are your relationships with your significant other or significant others in your life, your family, are they strong? Is it strong, supportive? Is it satisfying to be around there? And if you're single, are you happy with the relationships in your life as they currently are? Yes or no? Okay, here's another one. My family relationships are loving and for the most part, stress-free. Yes or no? Okay. My friendships are authentic and mutually supportive. Yes or no? Here's the last one. I enjoy being involved in my community and feel that I am making a difference in the lives of others. Yes or no? And I have actually one more. I went to the soulhealthcommunity.com and I set up my discovery call so I can learn more about soul health, so I can release the soul toxins in this area. Now, if you have more no's on this list, then that means you're holding on to some trauma from mommy, daddy, relationship, family issues that we need to deal with. And it may not have been as bad, like where you're not speaking to your parents, or it created a problem. It could be where you haven't spoken to them in years. It could be that they're not on the planet anymore and you're still harboring and holding on to this. But if in fact they are still here, that means that you have time to deal with this and maybe able to create a bridge or a peace for yourself. But with however you want to resolve it, understand that holding on to it is preventing you from living your best life. And it is creating disharmony in your soul. And you're vibrating at lower vibrational frequencies that were passed on to you by the words or the actions of the people who were in charge of helping you, you know, throughout life. So free yourself, baby. 2024 is coming. Don't take this with you, okay?
Yeah. And, you know, I think that people walk around, they wake up every day, they feel heavy. They have no energy, they have no motivation. They walk around and they feel heavy. Ask yourself, what is causing the heaviness?
Yes.
And I'm going to tell you, the answer is the low vibrational emotions that you are holding on to.
The soul toxins.
The resentment.
Yes.
The anger, the shame,
yes.
The guilt, right? The
worry.
Sadness, the worry, the fear, right? All of these low vibrational emotions you are carrying them on your body and they are weighing you down. So don't think that you are escaping your past. Don't think that you are moving out of the denial. No, As long as you are feeling heavy, that is your body telling you that you have some emotions, some heavy emotions, past trauma or past emotions that you need to release, that you have to free your body and your mind and your soul and your emotions from.
Yeah, because what keeps us trapped in those emotions when we don't want to deal with them, number one, pride. Because pride keeps you from seeing and first of all, pride keeps you from hearing or seeing the truth.
Yeah.
Okay. But it keeps you blinded and it keeps you blinded and it keeps you bounded to that. Okay. So, and the other thing is that I always go back to the situation with a family member of mine who was mad at their father for about 5 years. So they didn't have any conversation at all. And then after he died, they have lived with the rest of their lives of not ever going back to correct it. And that's and she shared with me, I regret that every day when I wake up, I'm faced with that because I did not have regret. I did not have the humility because humility is there to cancel out your pride. Humility there is your saving grace so that pride does not rob you of the moment that you have the opportunity to heal. No, rob you from living your best life where you're living in regret, which is another low vibrational low vibrational frequency. You're absolutely right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I just want to say this because I think people believe that if a person has passed, or if you no longer have contact, maybe you don't know where they live, you know, or they passed on, that you can't forgive or you can't make amends or you can't find some resolve in that. And that is not true. A person doesn't have to be physically present for you to release. You don't even have to communicate face to face or directly with that person. It is really you making a commitment to yourself that you are no longer going to hold on to the emotions or the trauma or the memory or the meaning of the experience. That's really what you're saying. You're saying that from this day forward, I am releasing my mind, my body, my soul, I'm releasing myself from that stronghold. That stronghold that came from what that experience was. And so you don't need that person there physically to find the resolution, to make amends, to release from the emotion of the stronghold. And so just know that, again, we here in the Soul Health and Wellness Club are all about freeing you from the soul toxins, giving you natural modalities and strategies to help you free yourself from that mama daddy trauma, from the toxins, from the strongholds that you might still be experiencing and that are still weighing you down every day.
That's right. And one of the beautiful, well, two of the most beautiful modalities to help you do that is mastermind coaching, so that you can, you know, healing is an elevated thought and it's an elevated emotion. And so mastermind coaching and musicology are awesome. That's a beautiful prescription to help you get there. So we want to invite you to come and check out the Soul Health and Wellness Club that we've been talking about now for quite some time. You want to go to soulhealthcommunity.com, soulhealthcommunity.com, and, you know, set up a discovery call if this is something you want to work on. Join us on Clubhouse, guys. We're having so much fun. Download the Clubhouse app and come to our Soul Health and Wellness Club there, or Nurse Blue, the home of Blue Soul. And we're also in the Women in Business House, where we just finished affirmation music. That's beautiful for helping people to release the trauma from mommy daddy wounds. But you deserve to move past that. And you may not get there waiting on somebody to say, I'm sorry, but you could certainly get there with loving yourself enough to do something about it.
Absolutely. And you can also go to my website, healthyminds.expert. That also has the link to the Soul Health and Wellness Club. Sorry about that. I was also thinking that, you know, everyone needs an opportunity for a second chance. And I think sometimes when we're heavy holding on to our emotions, we just get so comfortable with the emotions. And we just say, you know what, I'm done. I'm done. I don't want that person in my life. And, you know, I think if other people treated me that way, there's a lot that I would have lost in my relationships along my journey. And so I want you to think about giving yourself, a second chance. Giving yourself a second chance at a loving relationship.
Yes. Come to a soul massage. Let us love on you. This Saturday, 10 a.m. Eastern, 9 a.m. Central Standard Time. We're focused on building personal power, because what happens is, as we talked about through this show today, is that we want to rebuild your personal power. And this is the work that we're doing right now to correct what the wrong that was done before, correct the wounds. We're going to heal them. You don't manage wounds. We don't cope with wounds. We heal them. Yes.
And everyone, I just want to say, everyone deserves a second chance at healing.
Yes.
None of us is perfect. We're all human. We all make mistakes. We all hurt. You know, we all go through similar experiences. Give yourself a second chance. Release the trauma.
Yes.
Let go and release. And we're here to help you do that. Connect with us, soulhealthcommunity.com, healthyminds.expert, and just keep joining us. Keep coming back. Thank you so much.
Yes, guys. We hope we got you ready for Thanksgiving next week. For those of you in the United States are celebrating it.
Right.
Yes.
Love you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nurse Blue.
Thank you.
Thanks
and bye-bye.
For listening to Master Your Mind with Dr. Erica. We will be back next with another terrific episode that will allow you to master your mind. Please visit hemphappier.com for more information about Dr. Erica and CBD oil. See you next week.